Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 30. The book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 30. Even from your own number, that means from your midst, men will rise up and distort the truth to draw away disciples after them. Wow. From among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things, other translation says. So my dear brothers and sisters, when we are in a place and a situation where the Bible prophesies about people whom we know will rise up in our midst. And Paul Apostle beautifully writes from verses 30 to 32, and I'll read it to you from the NKJV version. From among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. When someone claims special revelation from God that does not line up with what scripture teaches, don't buy it. Do what Bereans did. In Acts chapter 17 verse 11, they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Wow, can you imagine? Whose teachings did the Bereans put under the searchlight of scripture? Apostle Paul's. No leader, regardless of the size of their following, is beyond such scrutiny. Indeed, good leaders welcome it, right? But doesn't God still have more to say to us? You may ask a question. Yes, and when you take your last breath, you still won't know everything. Does God have new and effective strategies for reaching the world with the gospel in this age of technology? Yes, and we must embrace and utilize them in order to reap the final harvest. But we must never, ever compromise when it comes to God's word. Because the scripture says, from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things. Sometimes the greatest threat to truth comes from those we know, love, and have worked with, who have wandered off track. So the question is, what's the answer, right? What's the answer? It is simple. Always ask, what does the Bible say? And make that your benchmark. Amen? What does the Bible say? And make that your benchmark. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you that you always exhort us to walk in your ways. You always encourage us to dwell in your word, to study your word, to write your word in the DNA of our hearts and our minds, and the tablet of our hearts and our minds. I pray, Lord, that we will take time to study your word. We'll take time to read your word. We'll take time more than anything else, oh Father God, to devote and dedicate ourselves in undergirding our faith and being grounded and rooted in the word of God. That's what I pray. Give us that grace, oh Father God, that Lord, when these things happen, when men rise up to distort the truth, will be like the Bereans who will be able to discern and Father exercise discretion in receiving what has been spoken or what is being taught. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Today, Father God, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory upon their lives. I pray that you will bless them, keep them from the enemy. Lord, flourish and prosper them because they are your inheritance. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions, Father. I speak healing into their bodies because your word says, oh Father, that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you for that and we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Lord, we honor you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.